We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Susie Meyerson, remember the face?
Yes, sir.
Susie Meyerson, remember the face?
That guy doesn't work here.
What? Hey, give me that bat!
I met this perfectly marvelous girl in this perfectly wonderful place. As I lifted a glass to the start of a marvelous year,
I love you, Star.
Before you knew it, she called on the phone. Invite.
A little warning would have been nice. Go, go, go.
Tim, before you even talk about Mrs. Maisel, you know I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Okay. I feel some people have even said, oh, Jordana, you're like our Minnesota Mrs. Maisel. And I take that as a huge, huge, huge compliment, except I don't
say. Absolutely. Yeah.
Jokes are terrible. But I've watched two episodes and I'm disappointed.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's slow.
That's interesting.
It's slow. Everything. Every scene is a little, it's too long. It's drawn out. I'm not as invested. Susan's telling me it gets better because I'm disappointed.
Well, yeah, that's well, look, I mean, you know, that's with it. For me, I am a big, I fall victim to the hype all the time. And when I'm excited for something that I'm a really, really big fan of, it's not unusual for me to walk out disappointed. So, I mean, I feel your pain, Jordana.
Okay.
How about I say it that way?
Thank you.
I personally love the show. I mean, yeah, it's the third season. I mean, it's going to present new challenges. I mean, obviously, you got two award-winning seasons, you know, sweeping Golden Globes and Primetime Emmys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really puts the pressure on a show.
Yes.
At the same time, I mean, I do like the fact that they're switching things up a bit. Obviously, they're going to take the big tour on the road, you know, starting with that.
Yes.
I thought the USO show in that first episode was wonderful.
That's true. Like that. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I love the atmosphere. I love the dialogue. I mean, you know, you get less than 3 minutes in and Alex Borstein's already dropping the F-bomb.
Love her.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I love everything. I love the atmosphere of the show. But, you know, I guess I can't say that I'm a monstrous fan. So probably, you know, my expectation level was lower. And maybe that's why I like it. It sounds at least at this point better than you do so far.
Yeah, I do. And even, you know, Handsome Husband looked at me. He's like, meh. And we were ravenous for it. We were super excited because I can't find anything I like. I got to be honest. You know, even The Queen he couldn't get into, and I heard, or The Crown, and everybody loves that. So, Goliath, I had to bail because they had that weird sex stuff going. So I'm having a hard time. So super excited about Maisel. And we just thought, oh, wow. I guess maybe our expectations were just too high.
Well, you know, and look, it's not unusual. Look, if I can go way, way back, I shouldn't say I didn't like it, but I was wondering, what's the hype about Forrest Gump? What's the hype about Pulp Fiction?
True.
Seriously,
okay,
I'm that sort of person, mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. where, you know, where it's like you expect the best thing you've ever seen going into a show.
Right.
So I hope that you, obviously, I think you will stick with it.
Oh, yeah, we'll stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I don't know how far you got with Goliath bringing that up. You know, that at least Mrs. Maisel isn't the sort of show where it just drops off tremendously like mm-hmm. Goliath did from the second to the third season.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't fault people at all for dropping the show in the middle of the second season if they wanted to. I think the third season is where it really hits the wall, and I don't think it'll be back. And I don't think Mrs. Maisel isn't that terrible of
shit. Okay, good. I feel better
now.
So, I feel better.
Yeah,
well, maybe you'll
save
us with Reprisal. This is your other streaming review. What is Reprisal?
Reprisal is a new show on Hulu. It is this dark, gritty revenge thriller. It's about this woman, played by Abigail Spencer. She is seeking revenge against her brother's gang who tried to kill her. Now, this reminds me of, it's made by the producers of Fargo, the TV series. I don't know if it's so much Coen Brothers or David Lynch, but it does have that weird sort of edge going for it.
Okay.
You got great actors in it. Abigail Spencer was in the show called Suits, where she was actually born the same day as her Suits co-star, Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, yeah. That's...
there you go. But you have Ron Perlman is in the thing. Mina Massoud, who played Aladdin in the movie over the summer, is in this, and he is terrific. You got a lot of great actors in this show. So if you like a gritty crime drama, it keeps you on the edge of your seat. I've only gotten through 2 episodes so far, but I'm absolutely hooked. So, yeah, I think that, to me, Maisel is the flagship show for Amazon. That's what really made it a player. Mm-hmm. Hulu, I think, is still trying to find its way in the game. They do have The Handmaid's Tale, which has done quite well, but they don't have a show that's as big as that right now.
Yeah.
I think hopefully people are going to give this show a chance because it is really interesting. And obviously the sky's the limit when you're streaming. I mean, you know, these are for mature audiences. They don't have to worry about broadcast network standards, anything like that. So they can get pretty edgy with the material. This is a little bloody so far. I think it's going to get a lot worse, though.
All right. See, that's the thing. I have to watch impeachment hearings all day. I don't want blood and gore and raping. I want fantasy and fashion and jokes and, you know, about boobs. That's what I want because life is gory and messy and yucky.
And that's probably the sort of thing you were hoping for with Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
Adding on to the pressure for it to deliver. But hopefully you're going to, please keep me filled in as the weeks roll on. And you can, you know, obviously you can watch all of them tonight if you got 8 hours to spare. But, you get done with it, I'm going to be curious to see, because I'm not done with it either, obviously.
Okay.
So maybe it'll go south for me as well. But I'd be curious to see what you think of the rest of this season.
Tim Lammers, you are the best. Tim Lammers will be back, as he always is, on Friday with his movie reviews. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jordana. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.